Welcome back to the program. Great to have your calls and your texts. Apologies we haven't been able to get more texts read, but I'll try and read a heap out again a bit later on. Kevin Sheehan's been good enough to join us. AFL talent manager is on the line to talk about, well, some of the Vic Country combine testing has been held, which is great news for those Victorian kids to be able to get seen, get tested, get their numbers up there and get themselves ready for the draft. Kevin Sheehan joins us. Welcome to you, Shifter. Great to have you back on.
Yeah, great to be on, Dwayne. Thanks for having us. Yeah, some good news at last for some of the boys in Victoria, isn't it? At least they can get out there. They are young footballers and, of course, young athletes as well, and they want to show what they can do. And that was held now just over about a week ago in Bendigo, and, of course, the results are out. The clubs, they couldn't see it live. They've looked at tapes of it already. And a couple of boys we'll mention here, Cameron Fleet, and just sometimes they're little things that he's grown 3 centimetres in the year. He's tested quite soundly. He's an intercept marker. A boy that's grown to 192 centimetres, intercept marker across half-back. And now it gives you another range of players he potentially can match up on when he is that size. Might take the third tall forward in a team. So, yeah, had a very promising 17th year for the Falcons last year. Of course, Mick Turner's last year as the guy in charge here at the Falcons. Mick's retired and Cameron Fleeton was impressive up in Bendigo. And another boy called Nick Stevens. Nick's from the Rebels up in Ballarat, a boy that goes to the Geelong Grammar as well. And he's a boy that's over the 190-odd mark. He's more of an outside running defender. His testing all round, including his endurance, was terrific. So they're two boys that really pushed themselves up. And one more is a flying machine, a kid from Robinvale, a medium midfielder or forward called Seamus Mitchell. Look out for him. Sometimes it's just that speed, and we won't go over Dusty too much. We've probably talked about him for a week, but his testing 11 years ago, the speed stuff absolutely stood out with Dustin Martin and Seamus Mitchell. He's got that factor. His X factor is that brilliant speed that separates him from many others. So this boy from Robinvale, the Bendigo Pioneers, was very impressive last weekend.
And tell me a little bit about Lockie Jones from Butte, Port Adelaide, yep, Footy Club Academy player. How early do you expect him to go?
Yeah, he's a first rounder for sure, this boy. Now, that's the luck of the draw with COVID and the COVID year. He's played senior footy all year at the Eagles, of course, in their premiership side. So he's been able to be tested in the best environment available to him this year. Not national under-18s. We couldn't have that. But, gee, senior footy in the Fanfield and finals is as good as you could get as a substitute. And he's built like a Sam Powell-Pepper, if you know what I mean. He's a powerful brute, this kid. Comes off half-back and he's a boy that even in the grand final was impressive. 18 disposals off half-back and a winning side. Being Indigenous, he then qualifies for Port Adelaide, so there'll be a bid at some point, but I think he's a first-rounder. And I think we heard Ken Hinckley mention it just even in the last week, suggesting that he might even be a chance for Game 1 next year. So a mature-bodied kid and a very promising player indeed.
And were there a few standouts from that South Australian All-Star game last Friday?
Yeah. So Lockie Jones didn't play, coming off the grand final the weekend before, but a couple of obvious ones to talk about. Luke Edwards played. Now he's the son of Tyson, the next son of Tyson Edwards, and so he's eligible for Adelaide. He played well. I watched him very closely just on the stream. His ball use is first class. He's handled it 29 times. He looked at, well, you'd call it the class above. A few boys out injured in this game, but he was right up there, having played some senior footy this year, progressed through the grades. He looked very talented back in his 16th and 17th year, where he was as good as any boy of that age from SA and in the best half a dozen maybe from around Australia of his age. So really rate Luke Edwards. And he's got that choice to make. Will he go in the open draft? Will Adelaide Crows be able to convince him to take the father-son route? But he was very impressive in the match. And the other boy is Zach Dumsny, a boy from South Adelaide that played well in the game. Another one of our medium defenders that the other night he played actually on the wing. He's played there at senior level too at South Adelaide as a wingman. So he's got that versatility. Again, a bit like a Mitch Duncan, if you like. His kicking's elite. Great size to play in that range of spots. And he took about a dozen marks the other day. Just finds space too. He's able to run and find space. A good all-round athlete. So they're two boys that really caught the eye of the All-Star game.
Kevin, great to have you on. I know you're going to be on a regular basis all the way up to the draft, so we'll try and spend a bit more time with you tomorrow. I really appreciate your time today.
All good, Dwayne. Great. Thanks for having us.
Kevin Sheehan, AFL Talent Manager. A couple of your texts that have come through on the Temper text machine, T-E-M-P-U-R, Temper, a mattress like no others. One coming through on Jeff Kennett, the chat with Jeff Kennett we had earlier today. One club players, Jeff, has any club benefited more than Hawthorn from cherry-picking players from other clubs? Sam Mitchell was one of the most natural players I ever saw, and a few people rapped about Sam Mitchell taking over as the coach of the Box Hill Hawks. A couple have come through on captains that have left their club. Lee Colbert leaving the Cats as captain. Thanks for that. Hi, Dwayne. Another on the temper text from Chris. Got a long drive ahead of me today, but the Carlton fans having a melt over Cripps is keeping me entertained. By the way, there is actually a premiership-winning captain who has left the club and went to a Melbourne club. His name is Chris Judd. Chris on the road in WA. Thanks for your text, Chris. I'm a dog supporter. I hate it when Essendon, well, they took Stringer off us and now they want Dunkley. Sick of that club poaching players. So there's a bit of spice out there on the text as well. Owen Momo, one of our callers earlier on, is going to be a sad boy. Cripps to WA is happening. I'm not so sure about that. If I had to bank on it, would suggest that they will get a deal done with Chris once they know what the salary cap is going to be, but we don't know what it's going to be just yet. Stick around, a little bit more to come after the break.